India Tea Price Report for the week ending 22nd May 2021. In the week leading up to the second International Tea Day, lockdown logistics took center stage as several tea regions are under lockdown to contain the COVID pandemic. The Kochi Tea Trade Association has asked the transport of auctioned tea from trading centers be allowed. While tea has been classified as essential commodity and is exempt from restrictions, there seems to be some confusion owing to lack of clarity in what is allowed or not. With further lockdowns in the Nilgiris this week and non-availability of people to load the vehicles to transport tea, things remain chaotic. At the moment, SAIL 21 auctions across the country look likely to be cancelled or postponed. Prices for SAIL 20 in the north, Siliguri auction saw good demand for CTC leaf and dust from regional packeteers and blenders. Tata Consumer Products has been active here. In Kolkata, Orthodox tea saw good sale with 98% sold. Of the Darjeelings on offer, about 83% were sold. Guwahati saw a marginal increase in prices for all teas. Guwahati auctions saw some handmade tea from Birjora, which sold for about 350 rupees. A limited edition Imperial Oolong from Dumni Tea Estate sold for 1,502 rupees. And three invoices of whole leaf green tea from Arunachal's Moling Tea Estate sold for over 400 rupees. In the south, Kunur was most active in sales with the highest volume on offer for any auction center for the year 2021. About 2.4 million kilos was on offer, but about 56% was sold. Dust still remains most sought after category here. 109 kilos of green tea was on offer, but did not find takers. Kochi saw good demand for Orthodox leaf with 83% sold as exporters to CIS and Middle East lent fair support. About 75% of CTC leaf was picked up with the major packeteers being the main buyers. Compared to SAIL 19, good Nilgiri leaf saw marginally higher prices. Supplyco and Incoserve continue to be top buyers to meet the demand for distribution of essentials in food kits.